Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Time now for the weekly multiple listing update. Don't forget, if you're a real estate agent, to go to micromls.com. Micromls.com. If you're not a real estate agent and you go there, you'll receive a mild electric shock. Actually, I'm not sure what'll happen, but I don't think you can buy their services. This is single-family residences only. These are the stats I look at primarily. At times, we do include condominiums, but not on the weekly basis. And it's just as reported through the multiple listing service. This is for the week ending May 5th, 2006. It's the 18th week of the year. Lucky number, high, and the 383rd week that I've done this. New listings, 56 new listings hit the books this week, single-family residences only. That's the highest number of listings that hit the books for the first 18 weeks. We've been more in the 30s per week, maybe 40 once or twice, but so we had 56 hit the books this week, starting spring break, spring fever for new listings. We'll talk about the overall number of listings compared to last year after we review the weekly stats. 56 new listings hit the books, a low of $795,000 over on West Mission. Want to buy a house there? A high of $35 million on Padaro Lane. You want to buy a house there? That sounds even better. That sounds like more fun. You know, it's probably the same amount of work to sell a house on Padaro Lane or on West Mission. I thought I saw another listing on Padaro Lane recently. Scanning back, not jumping out at me. I guess it was Picacho that seems to have been up in the weekly stats here recently. Seven of the 56 listings were under $1 million, the median price $1,395,000 for the 56 new listings. Second category, opened escrow. 16 lucky people opened escrow for the week ending May 5th, 2006, a low of $869,000 on West Valerio and a high of $5,795,000 on Schoolhouse Road. Again, these are the listing price, the asking price, not what they opened escrow at. Four of the 16, 25%, were under $1 million. $1,345,000 was the median price for the 16 opened escrows. 17 even luckier people closed escrow as reported through MLS for the week ending May 5th, 2006. A low of $760,000 on Bath and a high of $4,895,000 on Picacho Lane. There's Picacho again. There's Picacho again. I guess last week's high for new listings was on Picacho. So all three highs in Montecito. There were eight of the 17, almost 50%, were under $1 million that closed this week. And so, but the ninth one, which would be the median number on 17, ticked up to $1,000,001. But it very well, as last week, it was $992,000 for those, for the 14 that sold. I haven't done year-to-date. Last couple of weeks, I did it for the first quarter at $1,175,000. It could have creeped up a little bit since then because sales get added. So I'll try to do that for next week and focus, get a look at the year to date. But that's where for the year 2005, it was $1,265,000, and so for the first quarter, we were under that at $1,175,000. So we'll see. I did notice, though, in the weeks immediately following the first quarter, we were above that. So we'll see. I have a feeling it might be similar for the second quarter, but it's a little too early to predict. Here's the inventory. 501 active listings. Now, compared to last year at this time in 2005, May 2005, we had 363 active listings. Today, 501. These are what I'm calling gross. This includes what's in escrow. This is on the market, still available. It's in escrow, might fall out of escrow, so it'd be come back on the market. But 501 compared to 363, that's a 38% increase in the number of listings. Now, if you look at the net number, in other words, what's in escrow? Well, in this case, of the 501 listings, almost 9% are in escrow, so the net number is 457. Last year at this time, 23% of the listings were in escrow, leaving a net number of 279. So if you compare the net numbers of what's really available, if I was going to show property and you wanted to see all 457 listings, it's 64% increase to the inventory that was available last year at this time. It's a lot. Under $1 million, 98 listings, 10% are in escrow, so a net number of 88. Last year at this time, there were only 58 listings available under $1 million, and 40% of those were in escrow, leaving a net number of 35. So today we have 88 active under $1 million, and last year at this time, 35 under $1 million. So that should be good, right? You want to look at inventory. Hope you enjoyed today's program. We're at the end of the show. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Listen to past programs, search listings throughout California, or call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office at 452-2428. 452-CHAT if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question. Because remember, I can answer any question eventually.